Today we celebrate the visitation of Our Lady, in the sense, even though not quite in the same way, a visit to Elizabeth and Zachary near Jerusalem, but nonetheless, in a very real sense, as it were, we also celebrate the presence of Jesus, because in one way or another, it's Our Lady who is ultimately makes it possible for Jesus to be with us, to know our Savior, to rejoice with the Sion, and that this promised Redeemer is in our midst. There's so many things that we could reflect upon in this account of St. Luke, of the visit of Our Lady to her cousin. As in first, because she wanted to help her, she remained 3 months with up to the effectively to the birth of John the Baptist, and then returned to Nazareth. There are two things, perhaps, that are most important. More important here, that in coming and greeting Elizabeth and giving her what is probably as really kiss of peace, peace be with you, That was a common place, and there is no greater peace than to have in our midst the presence of Jesus. The child in her womb leaped for joy. Then she was filled with the Holy Spirit, right? Because he recognized in some wonderful, mysterious way who it was in the womb of Our Lady. And perhaps because Our Lady, perhaps Our Lord, as it were, made some signal, a signal that was perceived by the other child. It was a stupendous, as it were, greeting, and the mother was filled with this Holy Spirit, and as blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Who am I? That the one who is God, that is what it means, is the Lord here as a substitution for Yahweh. I am who am, the name of God pronounced only once a year by the high priest in those days. We can measure there simply ourselves, how fortunate we are, that there are no restrictions. We can address Jesus directly by his divine name and rejoice in his company, because he wants to be with us. That is the first thing. How is it that the mother of my Lord, what did I do to merit this? I didn't do anything, but Jesus loved you. That's the reason. It's not that we loved him first and he responds. It's rather, say, St. John, that he loved us first. It makes it possible for us to respond and look for and taste the joys of heaven even now, because, as it were, he who is always in heaven is also here. He didn't cease to be in heaven and coming down on earth. That is the wonderful thing that St. John the Baptist realized. And that Elizabeth asked Our Lady, how is it that you come to me? It's a way of saying you love me greatly. How can I ever requite you sufficiently? And how can we ever requite Our Lady for the wonderful thing she has done? Not just a few people in Jerusalem, it's every place in the world. If our Lord is present with us, it is in one way or another through our Lady. So that is the first thing we wanted to acknowledge, the goodness of our Lord, and the selection that he made for the mother to be the mother of Jesus. And then secondly, in praising our Lady, we want to join her in praising God. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. And all of the other things that Our Lady has to say, and that was one of a hymn of him in praise. Rightly Venerable Bede of England centuries ago pointed out that the Church already, as custom as it were, had closed the day with the chanting in the evening of the Magnificat. We still do, in Vespers for every day. Towards the end, everyone chants with Our Lady the Magnificat magnifying her, praising, magnifying him, praising, praising him, looking at the wonderful, wonderful plans that have been totally, completely realized. Dear brothers and sisters, there's much more that could be said, but it is enough to, explain why we are happy on this day and want to celebrate this stupendous mystery. Thanksgiving to Jesus and Mary for coming to visit us also. Praise be Jesus and Mary.